This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. We made it to the last hour here. We're getting ready for football. Still waiting to hear from the Kansas City Chiefs about Travis Kelce being put through a workout this morning. No other details from Tom Pelissero from NFL Network, but it is truly a game-time decision. Lions are getting 4.5, if you're interested in that. Welcome to the program, final hour. We have a hot take game. Normally, we don't do hot takes, but we're going to make an exception here. Something so outlandish that it might come to fruition. Paulie, give us a couple of for instances last year if we would have had these kind of hot takes. Like, Brock Purdy is going to end up being the starting quarterback for the Niners.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts will get the biggest contract in quarterback history after the season. Would that have been scalding hot?
Yes.
August.
Or, in a losing effort, might have been the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay.
Or a hot take I had last year that the Indianapolis Colts would be in the AFC title game, which they were very close.
They were close.
That would have been scalding hot, though. At the time, it was a great...
Well, you bought into Matt Ryan.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's okay.
So the rules of the hot take game are this.
Okay.
We each get 3 hot takes. You're capped at 3.
No cap.
Yes, cap.
Oh, cap.
You can start with whomever you want,
okay,
Dan.
Okay.
You get 3 hot takes. You should have a backup in case someone steals your take.
Okay.
And at the end, you will judge, or the room will judge, who had the most scalding hot take.
Okay. All right. Let me get... Oh, whoa. By the way, you can watch the game tonight on Peacock and NBC, and you can watch this program on on Peacock.
I like the remix.
Todd is not with us in studio today. He's zooming in from home. So, Todd, I'll start with you. You have a hot take or 2 or 3?
I do. I have 3.
Okay. These could actually happen.
They could very well happen. Josh Allen and the Bills will win the AFC East, but will not win even 1 playoff game.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty big thing to say.
All right. Pat yourself on the back. Just do it.
Okay. Sean Payton will only be able to fix Russell Wilson so much. Denver finishes 9-7-1, an improvement, but not enough to make the postseason.
Okay, but that's not a hot
not
take.
Hot.
No, not.
Trevor Lawrence will start out strong, maybe even an NFL MVP candidate. Then for whatever reason, things will go very sideways right around mid-December. and it's going to go very poorly for the Jaguars.
That's mild.
Mild.
That's lame. You know what? That lame takes. That's what Aaron you gave me. No, Aaron you only get three.
But you bashed all three of them.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm sorry.
One more chance to redeem it.
Choose your hot takes. No, you'd get none. Rules,
the
rules.
Bill's not winning a playoff game.
Okay,
that's a big deal.
It's okay. That one's warm. The other one are lame.
Okay.
It's Sean O'Connor.
My first one, I'm not sure about. This might be lame, too. Lamar Jackson will be the MVP this year.
Okay.
I would have got crushed if I said that.
No, that's
and you all know it.
That's pretty warm because Lamar has been regressing the past couple of years and injured.
He's been injured the last 2 years.
Right.
Whatever.
I think this year
the Broncos are going to go 9-7-1.
Well, actually, so one of my other hot takes then, I guess, is that the Broncos will win the AFC West.
Okay, now
that's scalding.
Now that's hot.
They are
that
going
really
to win
is.
The AFC
that's
West.
That's hot.
Year.
Not 9-7-1.
Yeah. As a
week. 9-8 if all goes well.
I have two more for you, although I kind of gave one on the air already. That was Desmond Ridder getting benched.
Oh.
Week 8 or before.
My Falcons. My Falcons.
Sorry.
And
I think the Texans are going to be better this year than people think.
That's not hot.
No?
No, it's not hot.
Okay.
No.
How
see,
much,
Todd? Did you just hear what I did to see?
You were doing that just to humor me because I called him out on the Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Everything's about you, Todd. Reason. That's right.
How much better? let me be fair to your potential hot take. How much better will the Texans be?
6 wins?
That's tepid.
7 wins?
Nah.
8 wins. Eight win Texans.
All right.
He was just talking. Okay, 10. Fine. They're going to win 10 games. Okay, 10.
They're going to win the AFC.
Yeah.
All right, Marvin. Hot take.
I'm going to go Dolphins to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Darius Rucker just came into the building here.
And I'm going to sing a song at his
the
next
Dolphins
concert.
Dolphins make me cry.
They're probably going to again next year. Jared Goff will win the league MVP.
That's gone.
Wow.
That is
okay. Cool. That you got anything else?
And Daniel Jones will be benched because of his play for Tyrod Taylor.
Okay. Well, this is pretty warm. And you're going to be on the sidelines of the Giants Cowboys, so Danny Dimes is going to know that you said it.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
He's a big fan of this show. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Paul.
All right, I got three. Okay. The Indianapolis Colts will have the first pick of the NFL draft. They didn't have a good offense last year.
Okay.
They didn't have a good defense last year. They're starting a rookie quarterback who is considered a developmental quarterback, especially as a passer.
All right.
All signs point to them not being good, which means they'll, of course, play well.
Okay.
Sam Darnold, the backup quarterback of the 49ers, will start and win a playoff game.
Okay. Did you know that I was going to bring up Sam Darnold would be the starting quarterback for the Niners at the end of the year?
I think I said a month ago Sam would have 5 wins as a starter this year.
You know, I said at least 6 weeks.
But I did not cheat off your sheet.
Yeah, okay. All right, but that was going to be one of mine. Sam Darnold will be the starting quarterback of the Niners at the end of the year.
Now, is yours by...
Wait, Todd, are you giving me a scrunchy face because that's not a hot take?
No, that's what I was actually going to say the same thing. I said by week 14, Sam Darnold was going to be the starting quarterback of the Niners by week 14. I just made that up.
Yeah, Paul.
I have a hot take tiebreak between you and
okay.
I. Which one of us thinks that Sam Darnold will get into the game because of play, not injury, because of the play of the starter, not injury? Because that would be hotter. I think it'll be injury related that Sam Darnold plays. If you believe...
I'm going to say play.
Play because Purdy gets benched.
He'll get in because Purdy gets benched.
That's hotter.
Okay.
That is hotter.
All right.
My third hot take.
All right.
Jordan Love of the Packers will lead the NFC in passing touchdowns.
Ooh, that's big.
That's extremely stupid. I mean, more...
It is, but that's how you do hot takes.
I know. Okay. So I had Sam Darnold would be the starting quarterback for the Niners. Mike White will be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins by the end of the year.
Good call.
Wow.
Trevor Lawrence will be the league MVP this year.
Until things go sideways.
Man, I could see you going 2 for 3 on those.
I'm just throwing it out there. These are hot takes that may actually happen. Yes, Todd.
The Mike White prediction, because of Tua's poor play, he gets into concussion trouble. What leads to Mike White getting in there?
I don't have to give you any other details.
Fair enough. You don't?
Could be one of the things you brought up. Just because you failed miserably.
Did I fail miserably?
Because all you care about is getting the stent out of your, you know what?
I think the Bills not winning a playoff game is a pretty big statement to make.
It's okay.
To be fair, I'd be looking forward to getting the stent out too.
Yeah, but you would still focus on the show for those 3 hours.
Harsh.
Yes. Well, Todd is texting, you know, something on a medical app here to get, you know, somebody who would help him with his stent.
That would be Tessa.
Oh, is that her name?
You hooked me up with the 2:30 appointment today. Thank goodness.
Thanks, Tessa, for that woman.
She's not the one pulling it out. Tessa is the one that just scheduled the appointment.
Oh.
Some other person's going to be the one that's going to get in there and do her thing.
Oh. Well, it could be a guy.
No, actually, it's not. It's Christina Frowang or something like that.
I didn't spell it.
I didn't say where it is. Actually, I said Avon Canadian. But it's a doctor. It's a woman, and she's going to.
You're a maniac.
Yes, you can't.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong anyway.
You
shouldn't be pronouncing.
I think there's HIPAA laws or something here.
What are you doing, dude?
You can't.
I don't even know if it's her. She may be overseeing the project.
Oh,
someone else.
Here we go. Back.
Right. Don't flatter yourself, Todd. It's not that much of a project.
Yeah.
Now, is this a procedure to get your stent out?
If I was able to get anesthesia for this, because I've had it pulled out.
No,
before,
you don't get anesthesia. Well.
No, you're up. You're completely awake.
Yeah, I know. Todd, you make it seem like you're the only man who's ever had this.
I know, but wasn't
it
uncomfortable? It's not a comfortable feeling.
Of course it is. But did you hear me cry during the show at all?
You're tougher than I am.
I know I am.
But I think they numb the tip without getting into the details. They do a little something. They can't just pull it out. They got to give you something. Spray something on the thing.
Yeah, they got to numb something on you.
Seriously.
All right, to recap, who had the hottest take? I kind of like Marv's. Was it Danny Dimes gets benched because of poor play?
Yeah. Correct.
That's pretty warm.
Yeah. By the way, Caleb Williams did respond to his dad. Well, he kind of was avoiding responding to his dad. He was asked about his father's comments. We got Stanford this week, and that's all I'll be worried about. Yeah, that's what we need to do. No? The job is tough enough. You don't need dad to add degree of difficulty here. No? It's the Ball family. Yes, Marv.
Do you think he's like, hey, dad, is there any way you can not? Like, or is he say, hey, mom, can you talk to dad? And she can be the buffer?
Because
you may not want to go up to your old man and say, hey, can you not? I wouldn't know, but can you not? Can you not, you know, say this about, you know, my potential draft stock?
I like that you threw that in there, since your dad wouldn't be around to give a quote like that.
No, he sure wouldn't.
He would not.
He could be.
Yeah,
like some dads.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I were up.
My dad is not around, and Paulie's dad and Fritzy's dad. Your dad could be around, and he's just not around. We do know where he is.
We do. I just don't care like that.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Any chance Caleb Williams and his father are in lockstep on this and doing, because if you remember, and you remember this, Archie Manning did all the talking and Eli did none of the talking about the situation with the Chargers and the first pick, because they didn't want to have Eli catch that heat. Yeah, the dad, from what I recall, did the talking for the family.
Yes.
It could be a situation.
Yes, if dad takes the heat on that. I mean, it's still Eli who didn't want to go there. The family didn't want him to go to the Chargers. Yes, Todd?
What if Caleb's dad decides to go on a podcast and talk about how he can't relate to his teammates? Then where do we go? Little Stafford wife shout out.
Yeah. Well, Matthew Stafford did talk about his wife saying that, you know, Matthew's too old to relate to the younger players. Here's the question to Matthew Stafford.
Any reaction to the reaction you're wife's comments during her podcast got?
No, I think more probably from you guys than anything else. I was going to come out here with a newspaper under my arm and some spectacles just to kind of set the mood, but it turns out you can't even find a newspaper around here, so I couldn't do that. So I was going to try to have some fun with it, but no, it's been great. I love coming to work. I love working with these guys, and they all know that.
Do you feel connected? I mean,
I do, definitely. I definitely do.
Wouldn't it have been great if he goes, no, I can't relate to these guys. You see these goofballs? They got their, you know, face in their phone all the time. The music they listen to. I can't relate to them. Yes, Mark.
But how much older is he than some of these guys? It's not like it's 30
years.
He's
probably 14 years. 13, 14 years.
But is it that? That might be, yeah, that might be a generational gap right there.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Isn't the follow-up question, so why would your wife say that? If that's not true and you're all getting along wonderfully and there's no issues, that's kind of a strange thing to just throw out there, especially if it's not even accurate. Don't you have to say that to him?
Well, sometimes when you're on the beat and you have to see somebody every day,
yeah,
and you got a wife involved in this. I mean, would I have asked, if Matthew Stafford was on the show, I would ask him how she came to that conclusion. How did your wife come to that conclusion? Because then I get him talking about, hey, you know what? We talked about it, but I was joking a little bit that, you know, it's hard to relate to these guys. And then maybe you can get it. You can further the story, but you got to be careful in how you ask that question. But I that's what I would say to him. How did she come to that conclusion? Now, he might say you have to ask her. Like, okay, could you make her available so I could ask her? Yeah, Paul.
You do it more subtly. Say, Matt, just out of nowhere, what's your favorite podcast to listen to? See where he goes with it.
Yeah. Do you listen to your wife's podcast? Eric in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What do you have for me today?
Hey, well, my hot take is I think the Bears are going to win in North. The team rushing leaders are going to be Roschon Johnson, Justin Fields, and then Khalil Herbert. And then the original reason why I called was going back to the Jared Goff, Sean McVay thing. The whole problem was that McVay wanted the team to get to the line real quick so he can read the defense and call offense or the audibles through the headset before the microphone shut off. So if he improved his defensive reading abilities, I can see why McVay would have a problem with him.
Well, maybe. I just felt like they were ready to move on. Remember when they had that odd quote, like, he's our quarterback for now? And I went, oh, yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Jared Goff's last year with the Rams, 2020, he was 9-6, is 2 years after the Super Bowl. You know, he 4,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, 13 picks. But that Super Bowl year, he had 32 touchdowns. Just seemed like he had peaked, or at least that was the media view of it. He had peaked. He'd seen his best work, and they thought they could upgrade with Stafford. It did work out for 1 year.
We're talking about Caleb Williams with leverage here and his dad and what he had to say. You have David Carr, who was the number one overall pick, who's going to join us coming up. I don't know if he ever gave any thought to not wanting to play for the Texans, because he goes to them. Were they an expansion team? He got roughed up. There's no quarterback who started his career who was sacked more often than David Carr was. And I always wondered, he was such a talented quarterback, if he had gone to a better team. You know, we talk about this, where Mahomes was fortunate to go to Kansas City. You know, Brady late in the draft to go to New England with, you know, the greatest coach in NFL history. Being able to go to that team. You know, Justin Fields has to do everything for the Bears. Bryce Young, you're going to have to do everything. C.J. Stroud, everything. It's tough enough to play the position to begin with, let alone now you got to be a savior. And there aren't many saviors in the NFL. You know, Joe Burrow, they did well with the draft. They already had some pieces in place. But then, you know, when you start to bring in a couple of legit wide receivers, you got a couple of running backs, the offensive line got better because, you know, Burrow got hurt, had to have surgery there. You're only as good as that team and your coach and his philosophy. Like, all these things just have to fall in place. And that's what happened with Brady, and that's what's happening with Patrick Mahomes. Rodgers went to an established team. He, you know, a great tradition. They're really good at drafting. I mean, that's important. If you put these quarterbacks on a team that's not very good, I don't care how good Mahomes is or Rodgers or Brady, put them on a bad team, they're still going to be a bad team. Yeah, Paul.
That 2002 draft, Houston number one pick, David Carr, Julius Peppers was number two. Detroit took Joey Harrington out of Oregon, who everyone liked. Out of college, he was, you know, a star, and, you know, he had a couple of decent years there, but he just couldn't hang in.
Yeah, he wasn't good enough to be a starting quarterback. That's when they did the Heisman campaign in New York, and that was Joey Heisman, and they put a mural on a side of a building in New York, And I'm thinking, how many voters are in New York who are going to be looking at that? I mean, how many members of the media vote? I don't know. How many members were watching Oregon football back then? Yeah, Mark.
Especially in Times Square in New York City.
Yeah.
Like, what's that team? I have no idea what that team is. Rutgers is New York City's football team.
That's what I still laugh when the Big Ten wanted the New York market. I said, well, I would do CW Post or Wagner or somebody before I would Rutgers. Although Rutgers might be good this year. They started out with a big win, didn't they?
Sure.
Todd, do you know who Rutgers beat opening week?
That's a good question, but they did win. They were home against somebody.
Thank you, Todd.
No, Northwestern. They beat Northwestern.
Yay.
They housed them 24-7.
How about we take a break here?
We're not going to break down Rutgers?
No, I don't have the time. I'd love to.
Nobody go hang out at the Night Pub. It's a pretty cool place on campus.
You didn't go there.
The Night Pub. I think it's called that.
You went in and ordered a ginger ale.
And then I went to Stuff Your Face and had this giant stromboli. Which was
I remember Stuff Your Face.
Yeah, Stuff Your Face.
That was the only thing you took home that night.
Yeah.
That's true. That is unfortunately true.
That's okay.
Partying hard.
All right, let's take a break. David Carr will join us on loan from NFL Network. And I have my Super Bowl pick coming up as well back after this. Big day tomorrow. Big meat Friday. Have you guys walked by the grilling area? The Traegerhood? It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Big unveiling tomorrow.
Let's go.
We got the Traegers. I got Chad coming in. We're not joking around. This is big business. We're ready to go. Tailgate season officially starts tomorrow. Well, maybe today. But tomorrow is when we unveil the Traeger app. You get the Wi-Fi or connectivity. You can control your grill from your I could control the grill right now from my phone. Right here if I wanted to. Don't wait any longer to add that Traeger to your dream deck. Head over to Traeger.com. Also, recipe inspirations, Traeger.com. Step by step, you can't screw it up. They have grills that are perfect for what you need. And learn more about the offerings that we have. There's discounts all the time. And make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout. That will get you free shipping. Happy grilling in the Traegerhood. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you like no other automaker can. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQ. David Carr, former number one overall pick by the Texans back in 2002, now a network analyst for NFL Network. You can see NFL Network with David Carr on it, NFL Total Access, which airs Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 Eastern. Good to see you again. The Caleb Williams situation here, where his dad came out and said, you know, maybe he doesn't go to Arizona. Was there any thought that you weren't going to go to the Texans, that you didn't want to go to the Texans when you were going to be the number one pick?
No. I think this is just such a different world, man, where – I mean, I understand. I get it. Like, I don't necessarily love what's going on in Arizona. It doesn't give me warm and fuzzy feelings about playing there with what I've seen going on. So I don't blame Caleb. I would do the same thing. I never had that opportunity. I was just so excited to be able to play in the NFL. I was so naive, though. I mean, I didn't know the Texans were going to – I mean, it's franchise, new franchise. I was kind of just – excited to play. I didn't know we weren't going to be able to compete. You know, it's like, let's just, yeah, it's fair, right? This isn't the WAC. This isn't Fresno State. We're going to be able to compete with the Ohio States, and we're going to be able to get in there with the Texans and compete with all these other guys that we were so far behind. So
do you think if you had gone, you know, I've mentioned that Mahomes going to the Chiefs, you know, some of these guys, established quarterbacks, now went to better situations. That 10 picks is so, I mean, that's a huge difference when you're going to a team that has a really good coach and some skilled position players. Do you think if you had gone later in the draft, but maybe to a better team, that maybe you would have had a better career instead of getting sacked 65 times every year?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think about that all the time. So I remember even being in Pittsburgh, playing in a preseason game. And here comes Ben Roethlisberger, picked in the middle of the first round. And I'm like, this is all they need. They just need a quarterback. They got a great football team. Yeah. And there's situations like that all over the place. You know, you see where Aaron Rodgers lands. He sits there for a while, and he's got to be, you know, he's got to be on TV and be in that awkward green room moment where, oh, man, they haven't taken it. He lands in a perfect place for the Hall of Fame quarterback to kind of show him the ropes, even though it was a little rocky at the beginning. He got to jump right in there. So, oh, there's no doubt, man. I mean, it's Tom Coughlin used to always tell me, you're only good as the guys around you. And this is a team for a reason. Inside our Super Bowl rings, when I got to the New York Giants, it says team. It literally, that's the only word on the inside of the rings. So, yeah, this is the best sport in the world because of that, because it's not individually based. There are individual players that can stand out and make plays, but man, you're only as good as your left tackle. And if your left tackle is Tony Boselli, who can't lift his arm, and you put your right tackle over there and he tears his ACL and in the first week of training camp, and now you're trying guys out on Tuesday to go play Dwight Freeney in Indy. It's going to be bad, man. So, yeah, it was rough.
Why did the Rams move on from Jared Goff?
You know, I think that teams get enamored with well, first of all, I think that Sean McVay obviously is one of the best play callers in our league, and I think that he saw an opportunity – here's what happened. Bill Belichick exposed his offense. He really brought a lot of pressures, and Sean isn't really a guy that will pick up the blitzes, like that will change protection and kind of handle that stuff. And so he had a weakness, and he went out and said, Matt Stafford is the best quarterback in the league at beating the blitz and making off-schedule plays. And so he pinpointed that, and Jared wasn't necessarily that guy, right? Mm-hmm. But the system had a little bit to do with that as well. So Sean brilliantly grabs Matt, inserts him in, and we saw it. We saw the pressure-beating ability, the sidearm no-look throws into those pressure looks. We saw it all the way into the Super Bowl. And that's why he did it. That's why teams go out, because it's not necessarily just Jared Goff's fault, because now we see him in the kickoff game and he's leading the Detroit team. That, who would have thought that? I'm so happy for him. It's great. He has the ability, second-level throws, intermediate-level throws. Jared's as good as anybody in the league. And that offensive system that they have in Detroit is, they live in that world. They live in the play-action pass, that 15 to 20-yard throw area. He's great there. So it was just a fit thing. You know, Sean McVay pinpointed a weakness in his scheme, and he had to get better because he wasn't going to change who he was. He wasn't going to all of a sudden just start, you know, taking guys out of the pass route and protecting. You know, that wasn't him. He's going to move the pocket, play action, spread them out, be aggressive, you know, and attack. So he had to find a guy that fit that role, and that was perfect.
Give me something odd that could happen. Every year, something happens where you go, oh, my God. Who would have predicted that? Like Jalen Hurts leading the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy is going to play for the start for the Niners in the NFC title game. Do you got one that you'd go, here's one for you. Keep an eye on this.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin Fields, for me, when I watched the film, he's as good as any quarterback in the league throwing the ball at that intermediate level down the field. And we saw it at Ohio State. And what I think the biggest question mark for me is, can Chicago pair a scheme to this guy's talent, because he ran for 1,100 yards. I mean, he has so much ability. You know, he's farther along than Jalen Hurts was, is it just in my opinion, as far as being able to put pressure on the defense. He has all that raw talent. And he has the ability to push the ball down the field. When I watch it, schematically, they limited him, you know, and they made it very difficult for him.
But okay, so what's your bold prediction of Justin Fields then, or the Bears?
They can win that division for sure.
Okay.
They absolutely can. So I think that, and then he can be on the fast track to being an all pro player. Like that's how good I think he can be. So, but I think the offensive staff has to carry their weight. You know, they run a system that's similar to Green Bay, or, you know, somebody like Kyle Shanahan. Like that's kind of the world they live in. It's not necessarily what like Philly does, you know, or what they're going to do in Indy with, you know, with Richardson. Like it's got to be adapted a little bit. So that's my question mark. And if they can answer that question, then they're going to be a good football team.
David Carr, NFL Network analyst, the former number one overall pick by the Houston Texans, joining us on the program. Every year I tempt myself. Sometimes I go too far and I go, this is the year for the Chargers. Okay. and they always prove me wrong that it's not the year of the Chargers. Is this right. Year any different?
I like Justin Herbert a lot, and I think that that's not like saying this, you know, this outlandish statement. If anybody that watches the film or sees this guy play quarterback from the time that he stepped on the field in a weird situation with Tyrod Taylor, like he just gets it. He sees the field very well, spatial awareness and timing and zip on the ball. I don't know if there's anyone better than him in the pocket. So Kellen Moore coming over from Dallas. He's a vertical passing guy. We saw the Cowboys, you know, and they didn't have the success from a win standpoint, but we saw them really push the ball in the field, and he's got a lot more ability than Dak in that world. So they have the tools. Eckler's still there. They have vertical elements, and they're passing in big physical wide receivers, tight end. So I think the question is going to be, can they handle situational stuff? And that's really been the issue. You know, we watch them. They always score, move the ball. But, man, it's like I watched some of that situational stuff, and that's what Coughlin used to just preach. I keep going back to that. But it's like that's what it is. Like at the end of the day, it's about winning situations and about handling those correctly. And if you don't work through that, like every Friday we would go in, me, Eli, and Tom, and we would watch teams mess up situations for an hour. We would just, he would just, and it was from the last week. We didn't have to go back in time. Like there were an hour's worth of film of head coaches just screwing it up. And we would sit there and say, what would we do here? What would we do in this? And there's a reason that they won two Super Bowls there. You have to dial in on that. So it's not a quarterback thing. It's not a talent thing. It's a, man, get the thing right in the last 2 minutes of the game. So that sits on Staley for sure. But if they can do that, they absolutely have enough talent. No doubt.
Who goes farther, the Jets or the Giants?
Well, now you're tugging at my heartstrings now, man. So I think that so Waller for me is the best matchup from an offensive standpoint in the league if he's healthy. So last year he was dealing with a hamstring. They still know he's dealing with a hamstring, so they're gonna have to put him on a pitch count. So they had to pull him out of practice in New York because Daniel wouldn't stop throwing the football. And I don't blame him because he's open. Like unless you have Derwin James on your team, he's gonna be open every time, right? So and there's only one of those guys. So it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be fun for New York fans in general because the fact that the Jets have obviously Aaron Rodgers and he's inserted himself there, they're going to be a good football team. They beat the Bills last year with Zach Wilson and they almost did it again with Mike White. So you're going to tell me that they add Aaron and they're not going to be a good football team? Like that's going to happen. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I think that Isaiah Simmons, like adding him to Wink's defense, I think that defense is going to be a top 10 defense. And I think offensively adding Waller, if he can stay healthy, Saquon's going to have a monster year. That's why I picked him first in my fantasy draft. Saquon Barkley. So he's going to have extra running length. He ran against the loaded boxes. I mean, it was every time for him. So they needed a guy to kind of pull coverage, and they have that guy. Like Brian Daboll is great. He's great schematically, but he also brought over a physical a mentality that you have to have in New York, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, man. So I'll say Giants, but, man, the Jets are going to be a great team. That's a tough division.
Kansas City Chiefs without Chris Jones and perhaps without Travis Kelce, a bigger loss, Chris Jones or Travis Kelce?
Tough, man. I think I always said that they were the same person on both sides of the ball because Travis gets a lot of attention, but Chris is the guy that when I just happened to pop on the network the other day and they're showing the AFC Championship game. And so I start watching it, and every time they needed a stop or a play on third down, Chris made it. And like, well, what are you going to do now? You know, I love Steve Spagnuolo. He was my defense coordinator in New York, but he's going to have to bring extra pressure. They're going to have to put themselves in vulnerable positions now with that young secondary. Like, they don't have the ability to just rush four and get there because they're an average defense. You know, so now you have an average defense without a game record like Chris Jones. You're going to have to kind of create pressure with guys coming off edges. That puts your back end in some suspect situations. But on the other side, now you don't have – I saw the same thing in the same game, right? Third down, fourth down. Like, I saw Pat Mahomes turn down an easy first down throw on fourth down to push the ball down the field to Travis Kelce for a touchdown. That he wasn't open. Like, he was not open. So it's like there's so many times in the game where you watch Patrick after he's gone through his progression, where's Travis? And then they just kind of do their thing. And he's not there, right? For at least tonight.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be an issue for them unless Pat can do what he did last year. So when he lost Tyreek, everyone was like, oh, they're not going to be good. And all I did was say, well, all he has to do is start to become, and I said it, and people were like, oh, my gosh. He's just scratching the surface on how good he can be because physically he does all this exciting stuff, but he hadn't quite yet mastered ripping through progressions and getting it to the open guy in space. And he's just kind of scratching the surface of that. He did an excellent job that last year. He's going to be asked to really, really elevate that, you know, tonight and the next couple weeks if Travis is going to be around because that's a big ask, man. We haven't seen him play without Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill since his very first start week 17 when it didn't matter. And we just haven't seen it, so we have no idea what they're going to look like.
Always great to catch up with you. Appreciate your insights.
You too, buddy.
Thank you. That's David Carr, NFL Network analyst. Fritzy, of course, is big on the New Orleans Saints this year, winning the NFC South. I think it was because we were going to have David Carr on. Therefore, Fritzy was talking about Derek Carr yesterday.
Could have been a little of that. There may have been a little of that.
That's what I thought. We'll come back. I'll give you my Super Bowl pick after this. Keeper's Heart. Thank you for all the feedback. You guys have tried Keeper's Heart. I told you it was great. It's a new and unique style of whiskey
that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. And well, it's the genius of Brian Nation, one of the best distillers in the world, and really he rocked the whiskey world when he left Ireland. And he left the most famous whiskey company to make Keeper's Heart here in the United States. It'd be like the athlete at the top of his game leaving a world championship team to join an upstart underdog. Maybe me leaving ESPN and starting this, or Messi leaving PSG just to go to Miami. I mean, maybe like that. Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey with the bold flavors of American whiskeys to deliver a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. Try this, the 10-year single malt. It was voted the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. If you're a whiskey fan, try it. Also, enjoy $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
To meet Friday tomorrow, we unveil the new Traeger hood. We've been working on that the last couple of weeks. What's the music suggestion for tomorrow?
Man, I just heard some sad news. Bill Belichick and his lady friend.
And his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Multiple reports that Bill Belichick and his girlfriend have broken up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. On the eve of the NFL season. Yes, Todd?
I heard it's questionable whether they're going to get back together again.
Oh, okay. Could be doubtful.
Could be doubtful.
Could be doubtful. Yeah.
Too soon?
Is he on to
Onto the net. Oh, okay. Wow.
Maybe.
Dan, I think you met her. I met her. I think a couple of us have met Bill Belichick's girlfriend. She is like the life of the party. Yeah. Very fun. She was the talker of the group.
Hmm. I don't think I met her.
She's lovely woman. Very gregarious, you know, like talking to everybody.
Vivacious.
Yes, everything. All the vacious.
Yes, the vacious is.
But she was very chatty, very fun. And Bill was behind her going. Yeah, sad. But you love love.
I do love love. I think they're now concerned that what would she say to somebody? If they broke up, is she going to say anything? Would somebody ask her? Would she write a book? Would she put something out on Twitter or social media? Yes,
yeah, she's had a history of sort of firing back, say, about Tom Brady things and other things related with Bill on social media before.
Okay.
Do you think, how much do you think he regrets that Nantucket Magazine cover with the Wagoneer and the blanket and the khaki pants and the...
You know what? When you're in love, you have to, you know, there are moments where you go, okay, there's a fork in the road. Where am I going? I'm going to go that way, but I don't want to. I have the left blinker on, but I'm going to the right because that's what I'm supposed to do. And that felt like she wanted to be on the cover of Nantucket Living or whatever it was. And Bill goes, yeah, okay, what do we need to do? Yeah. It's one of those where sometimes your wife goes, hey, remember, 6 months from now, we're going to do this. And you go, okay, yeah, right. And then all of a sudden, it's like 2 days before. Hey, remember, we got that tomorrow night. And you're like, what? Yes, yes. You got. Remember, you're getting your penny loafers and you got your slacks. And, you know, we're gonna do the photo shoot thing. And like,
remember we talked about it in February? Yeah, it's September.
Yeah.
What?
The concert's tonight. Tonight? I get that from my wife. We're going to Mohegan Sun for the blah, blah, blah concert this weekend, huh?
Yeah, remember?
No, what's don't remember.
Song? You didn't ask. We're going tonight. Yeah. Wait, not can we go?
We are going.
We are going.
Yeah. Yeah. How about what is tomorrow's headline today? Tomorrow's headline, Chiefs Lions. Todd, I'll start with you. Tomorrow's headline... written today is?
We ain't lying. Detroit is for real.
Okay.
Detroit Free Press.
All right. Seton O'Connor, tomorrow's headline written today.
I think it's going to be Chris Jones signs. It's not going to be game related.
Okay. Is he playing?
No.
Okay. Marvin.
Campbell's soup. Good. Yeah. Lions come out with a win.
Off the top of their head, those are good.
Paulie, you got tomorrow's headline today.
How about Jamarvelous? Rookie runner leads Lions to...
Jamar Gibbs.
Jamarvelous?
That's Fritzian.
Yeah, it is.
That is Fritzian.
Yeah.
Which is not a compliment.
No, it's...
Finally got it.
Make that clear.
Stand pat, Chiefs win again.
That's not good.
All right. What?
I said that's
okay,
not good.
You want to guess my Super Bowl pick? Todd, guess my Super Bowl pick.
The Ravens are going to beat the Eagles.
All right. You know I do love the Ravens.
You do.
I do. Seton O'Connor.
You're going to have a 49ers Bills situation.
49ers Bills. Marvin.
Bills over 49ers.
All right. Paulie.
You're going to pick Bengals over Niners.
All right. Nobody got it right.
Okay, anybody have a team right?
Yes.
How many people had a team right?
The Buffalo Bills will be in the Super Bowl. Facing...
It's really annoying.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
East Coast bias?
Yes, East Coast bias.
Typical East Coast bias. Yeah.
I didn't even think about
Typical.
I didn't think about that. Bills, Eagles in Vegas.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is it for the Bills. This is the last time I expect anything out of them. I was going to... you know, it's, as far as running through all the candidates, Joe Burrow, the injury, that concerns me. If it, that might linger the entire season. I did think about the Cowboys. But, you know, you just got Kellen Moore, went to the Chargers. Mike McCarthy's calling the plays. I'm not sure about Dak. The 49ers situation, I still think Sam Darnold ends up the starting quarterback for some reason there. I think we're asking a lot of the Jets. And let's see. I do love the Ravens, maybe more than I should. So that's how I came to my my Super Bowl pick.
Would you like to write down a backup pick?
No. I don't want to do that. Right. No. Because that's where somebody goes, you know, I was thinking of, and then, you know, at the end of the season, I told you I was thinking about, I don't want to do that.
It's like filling out multiple brackets.
That's true. This day in sports history, Paulie.
This day in sports history, I got, is this right? Mark Spitz won the last of his 7 gold medals.
All right.
And a bunch of NFLs. Oh, ESPN was founded.
Yes, it was. 1979.
That's correct.
1979. It changed my life. I went, I want to work there. Sports 24 hours?
You know what else happened today?
No.
Years and years and years and years ago?
No.
One Dan Patrick quit gambling. Chester
Markle, field goal blocked,
yep.
Got it back, ran it in for a score, and I lost that bet.
The Chet Wagon.
12-6, go Pack, go.
God.
Dang-a-rang.
Thanks, Thetan.
Happy Thursday.
Legacy Box, the simple and safe solution to digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/Patrick, enjoy 55% off when you get started with LegacyBox.com. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Great to hear from you today. We'll recap everything tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Oh, but wait, there's one more item. We close out the show with LifeLock. Have you ever gotten a text from an unknown number and it feels too good to be true? You're like, I don't know who this is. Scammers often send messages posing as somebody in need of help. And usually what they're asking for is you front them some money. No matter what they promise in return, don't respond. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. If you become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock by Norton will help. They have a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist who will work to fix it. People might take loans out in your name or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one could prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect yourself with the best. LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK, or you can go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.